Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. How would it feel to know that peace will last forever? Sometimes continuing in the life of faith can feel like fighting one battle after another. As soon as you've overcome one enemy, another shows up. The darts of the evil one keep coming. You grow tired and need respite. Let your body relax here for a moment. The Apostle Paul has an encouraging word for you. At the end of his letter to the Romans, he writes, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." The God of peace, of tranquility, of harmony, of security, safety, and flourishing, this God will come to your rescue and will come soon to crush Satan under your feet. And as you wait with patience for his deliverance, you can be assured that you are not alone. The grace of Jesus Christ is with you, even now, strengthening you through the Holy Spirit and enabling you to persevere. The light and momentary afflictions you're facing are not worth comparing to the joy that will be revealed. Open your heart to Jesus, the one who makes peace possible. He is with you. Ask Him to help you focus on Him. Today, choose to trust that God will keep His promises. Don't just seek God's peace, seek God Himself, and be sure that you will find Him. God of peace, all glory goes to you. I know that you are able to make me strong so that I can continue following you in faith, even as I face the fiery darts of the evil one. Help me to continue seeking after you, not just seeking the blessings and peace that you can give, but truly seeking to know you better and to be more fully conformed to the likeness of your Son, Jesus. It is in Him that we find our ultimate peace, and it's in His name that I pray. Amen. Take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Again, breathe in and out. Can you feel a temporary peace entering your body as you slow down and begin to notice your breath? In this quiet moment before God, admit the ways in which you've failed. The temptations you've given into, the times you've chosen your way over God's. Come to Him now and confess your sins. Because of Jesus, all of your sins are forgiven. You can come to God with confidence and joy. You can enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Listen now as I read Romans 16:20 in the English Standard Version. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Listen again. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. What word or phrase stood out to you in this verse? Spend some time in quiet contemplation. The word soon usually conjures up the idea of something happening in the immediate future, maybe even tomorrow, or an hour from now. But God's ways are not our ways, and God's timing is not always the timing we would choose. Scripture says that 1,000 years are like a day to the Lord. Perhaps it feels like you've been waiting for God's peace a long time. And you wonder when deliverance will come. Will it be soon? Ask God to help you wait with patience and trust for His deliverance. Listen to Romans 16:20 in the Amplified Bible. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. There's not much difference here from the English Standard Version. In fact, every translation is nearly the same. True peace comes from submitting your desires to God and learning to be satisfied in Him. What are some ways you sought cheap peace rather than God's true peace? Think about this imagery that Paul is using. Though God is the one crushing Satan, God is crushing Satan under your feet. God works through you to defeat Satan. What is one way you can obey God today and thus participate in the crushing of Satan? Listen one more time to Romans 16:20 in the New Living Translation. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Again, you can notice that the translation is nearly exactly the same. God is called the God of peace in each one. Every victory God wins for us now is a foretaste of God's ultimate victory. Let the picture the Apostle John paints in Revelation bloom in your imagination as I read. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent who is the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked so Satan could not deceive the nations anymore. Then the devil, who had deceived them, was thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, joining the beast and the false prophet. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them. And they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." Praise God for this vision of ultimate peace. Jesus, you have been called the Prince of Peace. You reign over our hearts. You bring peace wherever you are. I know I need patience to wait on your ultimate peace. So while I'm still walking this earth, help me to have that patience. Help me to see everything from your perspective, to know that my troubles here and all the war and strife will all be washed away. Satan will ultimately be defeated. Praise be to God. In your triumphant name I pray. Amen. Rest here in the assurance that ultimately God's peace will prevail. Let that be your confidence. God's peace will always triumph. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.